Welcome back to Value Nation's The Value Vault, where we unpack valuation tips in 5 minutes or less. Today's myth-busting topic, price per square foot. It's everywhere in real estate, but it can be widely misleading if used the wrong way. Spoiler alert, it often is. Price per square foot is calculated by dividing a home's sale price by its living area. On the surface, it seems like an easy, quick way to gauge a value. Not all square footage is created equal. Let's compare two 2,000 square foot homes. One is fully updated with all the modern finishes and a wide open floor plan, just the way everybody likes it. The other hasn't been touched since the 80s. That's a bummer. Same size, but very different value. Location within the neighborhood, lot size, quality of construction, and features like pools or garages also skew the price per square foot. And remember, finished basements or bonus rooms may not even be counted in that square footage, aka below grade, depending on the standards in that market. Appraisers use price per square foot as a secondary check, definitely not the primary. They make adjustments for differences in condition, amenities, and appeal. Relying too heavily on price per square foot alone can really mislead buyers and sellers. So the big takeaway here is use price per square foot as a tool, but not the rule. Context matters more than a simple number. It's certainly a helpful marker. It's just not the finish line. That's for all you OCR people out there. Well, that's my time. As always, if you have questions, head over to www.nationwideamc.com and click the Contact Us tab. I'll see you next time on Value Nation's The Value Vault.